1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show. And on Sunday at Los Angeles International Airport, a KLM Royal Dutch Airlines 747 carrying 449 passengers made an emergency landing after one of its four engines ingested a large bird just after takeoff. Parts of one of the jet's engines crashed down on a beach as the plane also jettisoned fuel in order to make a safe emergency landing. Fatal collisions are rare but not unheard of when it comes to birds. And we're going to talk with Art Griego, who is a private pilot here in the Los Angeles area, about the this incidence of birds being ingested into engines of aircraft, of birds being ingested into the vital turbines of an aircraft. And Art, as a private pilot, you fly mostly props, correct?
That's correct, Phil. I fly prop aircraft. I have flown jet aircraft, but we've got the same, probably the same things we have to deal with.
Which is the bird flights of birds, the flocks of birds getting into the paths of aircraft.
Well, I feel very strongly about this as a pilot. It makes me angry to see what happened to that KLM jet, the Dutch Airways plane. I am so angry that I need to do something about this. I'm a pilot, and I think I speak for a lot of pilots when I say that birds who are in the airspace, birds that are on the runway, birds creating a safety hazard really, really make us angry, and I have to do something with my anger. And one of the things that I did, and I had sent you that that fax.
Yeah, so this is a way of dealing with your anger?
One of the ways that I deal with my anger is I am so, really, so livid and so ready to do some damage about this thing that I want to make fuel out of birds. And what I propose, and you can do that, you can make fuel just out of anything using alcohol and some other essentials, but you can render a bird down to its essential parts and make that thing into liquid so that I will fuel my aircraft. And as a pilot and as a committed pilot, having seen the way birds can jeopardize jets, birds can jeopardize commercial aircraft, and birds can jeopardize private aircraft, I say to myself, as a way of keeping my anger under control, bird, oh, God, I want you to die, and I want to use your very flesh to fuel my aircraft. Bird, you will not defeat me. Bird, you will not bring down a jet, and you will not murder human beings. And for the PETA people out there, and for the animal rights activists out there who want to hug trees and hug a bird or hug animals, oh, what have I got to say to you? Well, let me tell you this. Your birds, Mr. and Mrs. PETA people, murder human beings out there on the runways, out there in the airspace. I say to you and I say to birds, and of course birds can't hear me, but I'll tell you something right now. Through my actions, I will make myself known to them. Bird, you're going to die, and you're going to, oh, God.
You are really angry, aren't you?
I really am. I've seen too many good people. I lost a very good friend of mine who was taking off from an airport in Texas back in 1973. He was flying in a Cessna, and he got into a flock of geese that had taken off across his travel path, hit the propellers, brought the plane down, and they really make me angry.
What about this thing about you want to make fuel out of...
Yeah, I think you can take birds. I think you can take geese. I think you can take ducks. I think you can take seagulls, any of these high-flying flocks of birds that will get into the turbine of a jet. I think you can use them. You can render them down. I think you can use them as fuel. I think I can do it, and with the help of some friends. And
yeah, but you want to make fuel out of birds because you're so angry at them, right?
I am angry, and I say that to you, Phil, as an adult man. I'm angry because there's a certain arrogance that a bird has. When you see it flying, and I say this as a pilot, and I know other pilots understand what I'm talking about. When you see a bird flying, and it's just flying out there like, you know, my stuff doesn't stink. Look at me, I can fly. And I've got to get into an airplane. I've got to prime the carburetor. I've got to get fuel into it. I've got to learn how to fly it. I've got to hangar it at night. I've got to bring it out onto the runway. I've got to wait for other traffic. I got to get the go-ahead from the control tower. I have to take off to a airspeed and altitude as designated by that control tower. Nothing in the very hard-fought right for man to fly, nothing in that came easy. But birds get up in the morning and they fly, and they think they're so wonderful, and I hate them for it. And
but isn't there something to admire in the nature of it? Isn't there?
Yeah, that there is, but I just hate them, and I hate how they kill people. Now, this KLM jet.
Well, they didn't kill anybody with the KLM jet, although it could have been a disaster.
It could have very much been a disaster because it sucked in a bird, the engine fell. Oh God. And
Art, let me ask you something, Art, because this is really important for the direction of the show. Can you keep a grip on it? Because
I'm very angry tonight. I really am. When I read the news about the KLM jet, I wanted to. I got to tell you something, Phil. I didn't do this, but I read somewhere where there were some kids who would cut the beaks off of ducks, and I don't do that. But I thought for an instant about doing it. Because
you mean those sick little twisted creeps that were mutilating ducks at the park?
Yes. I thought I wanted to do that. That's how angry I was, that they would almost kill a plane load of people. Excuse my language, Phil, but may God damn them to hell and all of their eggs. All of their eggs and their nests.
Well, I mean, to be that angry about an animal that is not...
No, they know. They know. Yeah, don't go there. They know, and they know they're pissing me off. No, they...
But they didn't get out of their nest in the morning to piss you off. I mean...
Well, but they know how good they got it. They can fly. Human beings had to fight hard to fly.
All right. Art Griego is with us, and he is a private pilot out of Santa Monica. We're talking about a KLM Royal Dutch Airlines jet that almost was brought down by some kind of a large bird that got sucked into the jet's engines. This happened on Sunday at LAX. 449 people on a 747 Europe bound, and it lost one of its engines, literally went onto the beach. Art is expressing anger. He says this is anger that other pilots share, and he is so angry he would like to make fuel out of birds. He hates them and has expressed this rage that birds have a sort of arrogance, that they can fly easily and human beings have to take lessons. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Art, my engineer, Craig Taylor, is a great aficionado of flight.
Yeah, I know Craig, and he's a good pilot.
And Craig, I'll ask you this off the air. Do you feel this way about birds? I mean, you know, what do you think?
Well, Craig knows what I'm talking about. Any pilot knows birds, you want to do bad things. I let me tell you something.
But if you could direct your anger away from the bird.
Well, I do want to direct my anger away from the bird. The PETA people are the ones, and you saw them on TV running around and screaming and yelling. I'd like to take a cricket mallet or a croquet mallet, and I would like to mess them up. All of those people against... because they don't know who they could murder. They murder people. And I know they'd be the first ones out there telling me that I don't have the right to mess up a bird.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Coral Gables on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hi, is this a guest?
Hi, I'm Art Griego. How you doing?
I'm fine. I think you're completely out of your mind.
Well, I don't know. Are you a pilot, sir?
No, I'm not a pilot.
All right, I don't know what...
That actually has nothing to do with whether or not I'm a pilot. You're trying to say a bird is flying by a pilot to show off and to say, hey, look what I can do. You're out of your mind. It's a bird.
I have been up in my plane, and while flying along, a flock of gulls flew up next to me, and they do. They sort of look.
That's what birds do. It's a bird.
They look at me, and I can tell what they were thinking.
You are.
They're thinking
you
we don't have to buy a $300,000 plane. Ha ha to you. Ha ha to you. How
it's
do you like
bird.
Me now? I know it's a bird.
Are you saying
are
the
you
bird?
Out of your mind?
No, I know it's a bird. But what
are
I'm
you
saying.
Are you in a psychiatric hospital right now?
Are you in a psychiatric hospital?
This is ridiculous.
Are you in a psychiatric hospital?
No, I'm not. I mean, I bet you every listener who has
are you a pilot?
Plane thinks that you are. That's absolutely
you don't know
that.
Well,
are you
out
saying that this
mind.
Is something that only pilots think about?
I'm saying it's something that pilots know about. This guy's never been higher than a ladder. I'm talking about...
That's ridiculous.
I'm talking about what... Okay, well, you can believe what you want, but I'm telling you that a bird...
It's not a question of belief. It's a fact. You're completely gonzo out of your mind.
Oh, really? Did the birds try to bring down that KLM jet?
They tried to... Yeah, they had... You should have seen the meeting they had the day before. It was unbelievable. They conspired. It was the whole thing. They decided to bring it down. They're racist birds.
Racist?
I mean, you're out of your you're out of your
in
mind.
In other words, you're being facetious.
Oh, me?
Yeah,
no,
I think
never.
Yeah, I think he is. Okay.
All right, make a point
then, all right
you,
sir. I hope you
mind.
Go to the very hell the birds go to too. May you go to that hell. Yeah, ha ha.
I can't even. Ha-ha.
No, what I'm saying is,
the birds flying around.
What I'm saying to you is very simply this. Yes, they have, but they are trying to bring us down and they're trying to kill us.
They're actively. This guy made the thing. This guy made the comment. Did they have a meeting before they?
No, of course they didn't have a meeting, Phil. I'm saying the animal. Almost killed 449 people.
And that might be true, but it's not because they were trying to.
Well, then what do you think they were doing?
Flying around. That's what birds do. They fly
Do birds
around,
try to kill themselves? Let me ask you this. Do birds try to kill themselves?
Do birds try to kill themselves?
Yes, no. Sir. Then why did that bird try to kill? Why did that bird offer itself up?
I don't think it was offering itself up. I think it was flying around like a bird.
All right. Thank you for your call. See, in other words, what you're saying...
He's not a pilot. He doesn't know.
Well, what you're saying is only pilots...
I gotta talk to a pilot. I gotta... Oh, man. I feel so alone. God, am I lonely.
That no one understands how you hate birds.
No, but pilots know what I'm talking about. And, Phil, I'm not talking about something that's laughing. I'm talking about the lives of 449 people on a KLM jet. They could be dead today had that pilot not been as good. And that was a great pilot up there, brought that plane in, saved the lives of those people. God damn it.
Okay, Art?
I'm all right. I need to walk around.
All right. Walk around. I'm going to take a break here. 1-800-449-8686. I don't know. Art is over at the airport, I think. And he's talking about birds. And one of them almost brought down a KLM 747 Sunday at LAX. 449 people on board. It could have been ugly. 1-800-449-8686. He's also blaming PETA and their protection of animals. And I guess basically saying tacitly they almost killed those people themselves. This is The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Do 1-800-449-8686,
Phil Henry Show. With me is Art Griego, who is upset as a pilot that a bird almost took down a You're not just upset that a bird almost took down a KLM Dutch 747. You're upset that birds are a hazard to pilots.
Well, I'll tell you something. That bird that pulled the kamikaze into that KLM engine is no better than some one of these turban-wrapped, Allah-crazed Arabs with a bomb strapped to his chest at Madison Square Garden or at the World Deal.
Now, what is the World Deal?
The World Trade Center. That's the same thing. And
Let's get serious. The bird isn't ready to take out that KLM jet for a religious reason.
The bird is going to do it because it doesn't care whether I die or not.
But is that not the nature of an animal?
Yes, absolutely. But I still have the constitutional right to get angry about it. It doesn't care about me.
You are angry.
I got to do something with my anger. That's why I said, and I think I can do it, and I know some people at Caltech, and I know some people also at John Bosco, I can take a bird, I can take a duck, I can actually make jet fuel out of it. And that would, that would feel so good to take a bird and feed it into some kind of a mechanism that would puree it and turn it into actual fuel.
And would you get a thrill out of pouring that into the gas tank of your Piper?
Oh, yes, Yes, I would. Yes, I would. And I think a lot of pilots know what I'm saying.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Ocala on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. My question, I would presume that you must be a somewhat intelligent man if you do have your pilot's license.
Yes, sir.
Birds, if I'm not mistaken, it's their God-given right to flight, besides just a few that do not have that right of flight.
Is it their God-given right to kill human beings?
Can you give me? You said you spoke with some people at Cal Poly or whatnot. Can you relay some technical data or anything that has been done showing that the birds actually have something within their system that make them want to commit suicide and actually run into an object that might be 5,000 times larger than them? I don't know of any animals besides humans, and it's because we have become so smart and we've become weaker and wiser, just as the Bible has said, that
Bible. Did God not say, I give you the creatures of the earth to help you and assist you and whatever that baloney was? Didn't he say that? Okay, does that give them the right to kill me?
Does it give you the right to kill them?
Well, they almost took down a jet full of humans. When you're a duck, you don't pull that kind of maneuver. You're a duck.
Were you a duck in another life?
Well, sir,
How can you say what another animal's thought process is?
I will tell you this much.
How?
I'm a human being. If you want to talk about the Bible, God picked me, not a duck, okay? So I'm out here trying to do God's work. Some duck comes along and tries to grease me. You know something?
Let me ask you this. You have your way, and we wipe out all high flying birds that fly in large formations. Do you think that is not going to have any adverse effect? Do you think that that humans will still be able to survive? Do you think that the food chain, are not here for a reason?
No,
do you think these birds are just here as parasites?
But I didn't say all of them. What I am proposing is something very simple, sir. We knew we had the technology in World War II. We have the technology on warplanes. Why can't commercial aircraft be equipped with front-loaded machine guns or some kind of weapon where a pilot on an outward-bound flight, if he sees a flock of ducks, can squeeze off a few hundred rounds of 20 millimeter bullets.
Okay.
So now we've got machine guns mounted on the front of these KLM jet.
One second, bud. I live in Florida, okay?
I hate them.
And I go down Crystal River, and I see these big manatees that are in my way, and I have a little boat, and these manatees are going to ruin my boat.
They're not going to kill you.
What?
They're not going to kill you.
How do you know that a manatee won't kill me if I'm doing 35 little flat-bottom John boat?
Hey, I saw Flipper, okay? Look at buddy. It's a manatee. You know, I saw Flipper, both the TV stage and film version.
Okay.
What do you mean the stage version of Flipper?
Okay,
I'm very curious. You saw Flipper on Broadway?
Yes, I did.
What? Flipper was not a manatee, sir. Flipper was not a manatee.
Well, you know what I'm talking about. It's a benign herbivore. It is not. I have a friend that witnessed.
So is a bird. A bird don't hurt you unless you're in the plane.
In a pig's rear end. I have a friend that witnessed a flock of gulls fly into the cowling of a Piper Cherokee, and before the birds took off from the ground, they formed a circle, and there was some kind of a death prayer. I don't know. I've seen films of the Japanese.
Wait. Okay.
Are you laughing at me?
Where are you? Are you?
No. What I'm telling you is this. I'm a pilot. I fly. I know.
Sure. I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah.
That.
They
and
did
I,
a death prayer.
And I appreciate the fact that I am for certain that
and I still want to know where you saw Flipper on stage.
In New York.
I'm for certain that many birds are the cause of many planes going down.
But squawking a death prayer.
And I'm also for certain that a gentleman was killed today off of St. Petersburg Beach, and it was suspected that he was killed by a shark.
Yes.
So does that mean now we're going to go out and kill every shark?
Because
we want to swim in the oceans, and now we're the only ones that are allowed to swim there?
Tell you what you do. You go in skinny dipping, strip off good and nude, and get on in there and go pet a shark. Oh, man.
All right, sir, I think you made some good points. I thank you for your call. What are you trying to...
Your guy wants to go... Now he wants to go swimming with the sharks. Phil, I'm going to tell you...
Where did you see Flipper on stage in New York?
My wife and I saw it. I think we saw it in Times Square someplace. Why?
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
What?
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. I'm talking today with Art Griego. He's a private pilot, flies out of Santa Monica. And we're talking about the I guess what you would call the jeopardy, or what's the, I don't know the word that I'm looking for.
Well, the danger, Phil. I mean,
yeah, the danger of birds.
The danger of birds and wildlife. And you get a lot of these PETA people who think that a bird actually has the God-given right to murder a human being. By,
well, you use the word murder as if it's an intentional thing.
By deciding, Phil. We have seen such horror in the skies, the Concorde in flames streaking through the heavens, Alaska Air punching a hole in the ocean, and now this winged scumbag trying to take out the...
But you're calling a duck scum.
If it tries to kill me, I don't know about you, Phil, and I don't know about your listeners, if any animal tries to kill me, it's scum. Now, is that unhealthy? If that's unhealthy, that's called self-preservation. I'll take bad mental health any day.
I think being angry at an animal's one thing, but referring to all birds as scum...
I'm telling you, as a pilot, Phil, that's what I do.
All right, we'll go to some phone calls here. 1-800-449-8686. By the way, what is a cowling?
That's where the intake. The prop.
Okay, here is mobile on I-40 on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I want to get right to the point here. You know, ducks and geese and the high-flying birds are God's creatures, you know, just like we are.
Here we go.
Yeah, here we go.
God's creatures. I'm going to get the Bible again.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, they were up there flying long before you were. And they don't have any arrogance. How can you think that a simple-minded creature like that would have arrogance and want to murder you?
First of all, yes, I know they've been flying longer than me, and they don't waste any time sticking it in our faces and showing us up. Okay.
How can you be jealous of a bird?
Aren't you, sir? When you see a gorgeous animal like that streaking through the air, don't you wish you could do that?
Yeah, but I'm not jealous of it.
You're not jealous?
I don't have any jealousy. You know what you're saying about killing all these things? You know, I drive a truck for a living.
Yes, sir.
And there's many times when people jump out in front of me in cars. They don't know how to merge. They cut me off where I have to put my life in danger to keep from killing them. Does that mean that I should have machine guns mounted on the front of my truck and shoot them so that I don't have to wreck my truck?
Well, I will say this. We have laws governing pedestrian traffic. We have laws governing animals that should be on a leash. But what law protects me, Art Griego, from a duck that decides, hey, today's a great day, I think I'll go out and butcher up a few human beings? What law protects me from that?
You're right. We have laws that govern those things, and people that control those kind of animals, those are pets that you're talking about.
Yes, sir.
And these are wild creatures, and they have a right to be in the wild, and you're up in their airspace, not the other way around.
All right, so a
duck... Not the other way around.
All right, so a duck rolls out of bed in the morning and decides it's going to go out and...
Man.
I'm glad you think the death of 400 people is funny.
No, I don't. I don't. I think that your anger needs to be addressed between you and some kind of doctor, I believe.
Oh, I get it. So I'm nuts. Is that?
You know what, Art? We've had a lot of people refer to the possibility that you need to talk to somebody.
I'm angry. Okay. Does that make me nuts? Does that make me nuts?
Well, it means that you have a problem that you need to deal with. That's what I think.
When I want to protect, why doesn't anybody understand me?
I understand that you don't want people to die, and I don't want people to die either.
Yes, that's what I'm
saying. I don't
want
people to die either, but the duck didn't do it on purpose. You know, they don't go up there like you said in kamikaze these things. They don't want to die either.
Yeah, you said something, Art, that scared me. You said that you saw the birds in a circle.
Yes, sir. Okay, now he's laughing at me again. You're laughing at me. And when you do that, you ignore the real danger to yourself and your family that exists out there.
You saw birds in a circle plotting some kamikaze shot on an airplane.
All right, never mind. I won't bring it up. I'm sorry, I won't bring it up.
You know, me and my family fly quite a bit, and there are real dangers out there, but flying's still the safest way of travel that there is.
I agree with you. not when that sky. I think ducks and birds, for the first time, realize that humans rule the sky, and they have declared war on us, and they want their skies back. But I'm not giving up my God-given right to fly my plane.
But ducks and birds don't have that kind of a thought process.
No, I disagree.
All right, sir. Thank you for your call. Ducks and birds have declared war on us because we can fly.
Yeah. Oh, okay, so you think I'm nuts too, huh?
I didn't say that, did I?
Well, that's what you're thinking, right?
No, I didn't say that, and I'm not thinking that. I just want to be clear that...
They have seen us invade the airspace, yeah. See, when you're quiet like that, you think I'm crazy.
I didn't say that I think you're crazy.
Then why won't you say something?
I'm thinking about what you said, that's all I'm saying. Here is Detroit on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Detroit, hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Yes, I'm a commercial airline pilot.
Oh, thank God. Thank God.
Pilot for many years.
Thank God, a pilot.
And I flew in the Air Force for many years also, and I think this guy is way out in left field as far as the birds declaring war on us pilots.
Are you aware of what happened to KLM 747?
Yes, sir, I sure am, but I don't think that the bird decided that it was going to go after that 747 and ground it.
You are saying to me, well, I mean...
What the gentleman's saying is he didn't think the bird intentionally did it.
Let me ask something.
That's exactly right.
Let me ask both of you gentlemen this question. If somebody accidentally stabs you with a knife and they say, gee, I'm sorry, you still bleed, don't you?
Yes.
And it still hurts, doesn't it?
Yes.
And you're still angry. Why aren't you more careful with that knife, for instance? Why did you have that knife around me, right? Why can't I be angry at the duck?
Well, you won't let me be angry at the duck.
Have you ever been taking off?
You'd also be angry at a mechanic that worked on your plane that maybe didn't repair something correctly, would you not? And are you going to go out and kill every mechanic that's out there
because
that made a mistake?
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
You're a pilot. Have you ever been taking off and looked out your window and maybe seen a duck or a goose wearing any kind of a white bandana?
No, I can't say that I ever have. I had a goose when I was coming into Chicago one time.
Did it have a red sign on it?
I hit the windshield.
All right, a goose hit the windshield.
No time to take any evasive action.
Was it wearing anything?
The 747 pilot didn't have any time to take evasive action.
Hey, Art?
Yeah.
I was in an airplane one time, and a goose was wearing a pork pie hat.
All right, Phil, you know something?
That's about as stupid a thing as you just said to that man. Was it wearing anything?
I'm asking him, was it wearing a bandana?
At the speeds that we fly at, we don't have time to look.
I bet you'd had a real pissed off look on its face, didn't it?
Yeah, the one that was wearing the pork pie hat and a little striped vest.
All right, Phil. You're not a pilot. You're butting in into something I think,
I'm a human being, and I'm listening to a guy making an idiot out of himself. Was it wearing a bandana with a red sun on it? So what is this, a kamikaze?
God, I hate them. I really hate them. You know what I'm saying, don't you, sir?
Well,
I don't hate them.
No, I don't hate them because, I mean, flying has risks. And we've elected that opportunity to fly, and that's one of the risks, but a very minute risk that is out there.
Well, I can tell you, with all of my...
How many hours have you flown, sir?
How many hours have I flown? That's an interesting...
Hold on for a minute. I want you to hear something, okay?
What? That's really funny, Phil. All right, thank you very much, you goddamn son.
Oh, listen to the language on him. He hung up on me.
Apparently he doesn't fly commercial.
I don't know.
Glad I don't fly to Southern California very often, especially if he's in the air.
Well, you know what I think that he ought to do? Rather than make fuel out of ducks, I think he just ought to have duck for dinner. And they've
that
got
would
some,
be a much better use for it.
Mandarin Wok is going. Has got a great thing. All right, sir, thank you.
Thank you very much for your call.
1-800-449-8686. It's Phil Henry Show here. Get him back on the line, okay? Because I made a joke, and I know that he's angry, and I know that he's angry about ducks. Call him back, Mike. All right, so I played the duck sound effect. Art, are you there?
Yes.
I'm sorry about the duck sound effect, okay?
I think it's very cruel, Phil, and it's very ignorant.
All right, let me just take one more call, okay?
Whatever.
Here is West Palm Beach. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
I would just like to say that it's people like this man that are responsible for all the cruelty to animals today.
Oh, baloney. Cruelty to animals?
Listen to
me. An animal almost murdered 449 people, and I'm cruel to them?
I have birds. I have pet birds.
I'll bet you do.
They are gentle creatures. Gentle. How could you go against a whole race of animals?
A whole race of animals?
It's horrible.
I'm racist now.
Yeah, it's terrible. I've had birds my whole life. They come here. I'm a little bit nervous. Excuse me. They come here, and we love birds, everybody. And I just can't understand how somebody could go against an animal like that. Such
well,
a
here's how I
beautiful
go.
Beautiful animal.
Here's how I go against an animal. Did you see that Hitchcock movie, The Birds?
I'm not familiar with. I'm not into those kinds of movies.
Right. Well, they're vicious killers.
That is Hollywood.
And someday,
that's not real.
Someday, one of them's going to kill you. One of them's going to suck the brains right out of your ears.
You are a sick individual.
Do you ever make that Mandarin duck for dinner?
I do. I am a vegetarian.
They'll fly up and peck you out.
That is horrible. And let me tell you something, that you are a bad influence on
I'm a bad
children.
Influence. You know what you are? You're a bad influence on this show.
Excuse me?
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Hi, 1-800-449-8686. You know, Melissa, can I just tell you something? Sylvia Brown is putz. And anyway, you think she's going to come get me? You know what I did once? I'm not going to mention the name of the psychic. It was a famous psychic who called my show in Miami once. And she wanted to, I think she wanted to get a job at the thing that I worked at in those days. And anyway, so I put her on the air, and I started doing a voice on her, you know, like, oh, we have a call. Here's the caller.
Yes, hi. My husband is,
and I did this thing, and this psychic's going, yes, how old are you?
Yeah, I'm 67.
And are you
ill? Yeah, I'm ill. I have blue fluid. It's leaking from an orifice.
Well, that's terrible, dear. And she went on and on and on. And when she found out that I'd been putting her on, she wanted to commit murder. She was mad. She called the program. She wanted to, you know, I thought for a minute there, if she's like a real psychic, she's going to put the evil eye on me. Yeah, she was going to put the evil eye on me for showing her up down there in South Florida. But it's easy to do. And the whole psychic thing is a very simple thing to do. You ask a question, then you make a statement, a definitive statement. Then you ask another question, you make a definitive statement. How old are you? I'm 35. Who is the man? There's a male presence in your life that is very debilitating. My father? Yes. Okay. I see him. And what does he do for a living? Well, he's a banker. All right. Now, the money problems you're having, and I'm telling you, it works. So if you want to start a psychic hotline, let's do it. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to start my psychic hotline. I'll get, some Dionne Warwick. And she's taken. What singer who had a lot of hits? How about Vicky Carr? I'll get her to man. I don't know, some 60s female singer that's not making too many hits anymore. Sandy Shaw, Cilla Black, Vicky Carr. Hey, Barbara Streisand ain't working no more. What do you think? You get that psychic hotline going, $5 a minute. I'm telling you, with the skill that I have, I could make myself a nice piece of change on some deal like that, but the problem is I got to get it organized. I've got to figure out how to do it. I don't know how to do any of that stuff. I mean, and I got to hire people who will, like, I train them and they got to do the crap that I tell them to do. It's, you know what? I'm not oriented in that direction. Not that I don't want to rip people off, mind you. It's just I'm way too lazy to try to mount an enterprise like that. If you forgive the term mount, I'm way too lazy to mount people like that. Okay, don't forget, Casino Night 2000. We'll give you more information on the tickets that will be available for Casino Night 2000. Casino Night 2000, Saturday, November 4th at the Museum of Flying in Santa Monica. And those ducks, oh, man, we hate them.
You read the Bible, you got a thee and thou. Thee went there and thou went here. And oh, jeez.
I don't think it's a problem of just being boring. It's a problem that you don't understand it. You need to go back and get some studying.
Well, what's up with that?
If you don't understand what you're reading, of course it's boring.
Well, what is that? What was up with that thee and thou? What's that?
What difference does it make? It means you. It means you or him or them.
Well, hell, why don't they put it like that?
They have Bibles
because
that are...
Because they didn't do that. They didn't write that way then. If you study a Bible, you know that.
Sister,
what kind of pastor are you?
No, wait a second.
People should be asking you those type of questions, and you should be coming to them with the answer.
Sister, you know one other thing, too, and I'm going to say this, and I know that my host here, Mr. Henry, who I think is a good man, he may like this, but you know that Bible was written by a bunch of white men, and
they got all that... If they, you know,
all
what,
that being down.
Huh? I don't care if they're green, purple, orange, yellow. If that's what the, if that's written, if that's what Jesus said, then that's what I'm going to do.
I'll tell you something else. I know this about the monks that made the Bible, Mr. Henry. You know this is true, too.
And well, wait a minute. Bringing up the race of the monks.
Now, hold on for a minute. The very same monks that transcribed the Bible in the Middle Ages invented beer.
But then why don't you go transcribe the Bible?
Now, hold on. What did monks do in drinking beer and transcribing the Bible?
Can you read Greek?
What's that?
Can you read Greek?
Am I Greek?
Can you read Greek?
Can I read Greek? Sister, I'll tell you, sometimes I think I'm reading Greek, but
okay,
that's only after I have myself a Pilsner.
If you can't read it, don't complain about the transcription. If you want to do your own transcription, go learn Greek and then come back to me. You have no sense. You need some help.
Oh, hell, what the hell is that thing in Greek for?
You need help. Oh, now you're cussing. What kind of pastor are you?
Well, I'm sorry about that.
Well,
I'm sorry about that. I let my voice
out. You know what? Don't be sorry to me. You are sorry, but I feel sorry for you.
I asked Jesus for forgiveness, you know, and I'm sorry about that.
And I'm going to ask him for forgiveness for you, too. I'm going to be praying for you tonight because you really do need help.
I will tell you, but I tried to.
You need prayer.
But, sister, I want to tell you something. I tried to do what the monks in the Middle Ages did in reading Greek, and the only thing that I could do was to try to transcribe Genesis after four bottles of 40 OZ of King Cobra. It didn't work.
And wait a second.
If you really had Jesus in your life, you wouldn't have to worry about if it was monks or whoever. He could give you what he needs for you to know.
Why did you drink four 40 ounces?
Because to me, it would be the same thing as reading Greek.
You know what?
You know,
I'm just going to end this call. You need help.
You need help.
Now tell me you think Matthew's a big read. You need Jesus. You don't have him, but you do need him. And I'm going to pray for you.
I love Jesus, and he's my Savior. He's the blood of the Lamb.
You can love him, but not know him, and you do not know him.
I know Jesus. Yes, I do. I just don't think he's very excited. And I know, but I don't think he's all that exciting. I'm trying to get just how the monks did it. 40 ounces of King Cobra drinking all that booze.
Wait a minute. The monks didn't drink beer and transcribe the Bible.
Bull crap. They most certainly didn't.
Oh, come on. They invented beer. They weren't swilling that stuff, trying to transcribe that Greek stuff.
Look at you.
You're making up excuses for your own failures. I'm going to pray for you, and I'm going to end the call because you're wasting my time on myself.
I'm going to pray for you. Just don't do me a favor, will you? Don't go out in public with all that I read Matthew last night stuff. Oh, man.
Phil Hendry.